What's up, fans? Our partners here at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA Finals, NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online where the game starts. Not only does Bet Online sponsor the Boss Man Show, they'll sponsor you too. Get Bet Online today because the Boss Man said so. Show new head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats, Jerome Tank, with me here on the Boss Man Show. Coach Jerome, how you doing, man? Love the life out there in Manhattan, Kansas, I see.
Hey, it's wonderful here in Manhattan, Kansas. We call it man happiness out here. So
I got you.
Yes.
Man happiness. I'm going to go with that. Hey, Coach, man, excuse me, man. How's it feel, man, to get this job, man? It's been a long time, man, since 2003, man. And now all the hard yards you put in, now you pay it off, and now you got your own place in man happiness, man. Tell me about that, brother.
Man, it is exciting to be here, to, you know, be a head coach in the Big 12, best conference in America, and get a chance to build a national championship program.
I hear that, Coach. I hear that, man. And let me ask you this, Coach. You've been there a long time, man. So tell me about what was kind of the factor for you with the administration, the community, and just knowing what the history of the Kansas State High it is. What made you decide, hey, this is the right move for me and my family?
Hey, well, I said, first of all, they wanted me, right? Like, that's the first thing. Like, Gene Taylor and the committee, President Linton, they wanted me. And that is exciting, and when people are excited about you, it gives you this great feeling. And then you get here and you know even before I got here, I knew about how great the fan base was, and then now actually experiencing it, it's a whole different level, you know. And and you know, you always, the predictor for future success is past success. And you know, we got four Final Fours and, you know, Elite Eights and Sweet 16s, two Big 12 championships in the last 10 years. So there's a tradition and a rich history of success here at Kansas State. And my job is to revive it and elevate it.
I hear that, Coach, no doubt, man. How's it been, man, meeting with your players who knew you from Coach at Baylor, who knew who you were, build a relationship with those guys? Because as you and I know this business, Coach, it's the bonds you build with these players and the people that you're around. It really makes your program successful.
No, for sure. It's all about them Jimmies and Joes, man, and the ability to connect. And I've got a great staff that are great at connecting with young people. And obviously competing against these guys, them knowing, you know, what we've done at Baylor and you know, seeing me coach on the sideline, that helped to break down some of those walls. And we got Marquise Noel and Ish Masood decided to stay with the program. And I was fired up about that. And I'm excited about the new guys that are coming in, and we've just started summer workouts, and so that's been awesome. I mean, it's, you know, when you type up your first practice plan, you know, and you get to print it out and pass it out to the staff, it's a pretty neat feeling, man. So that's been exciting.
I hear that, man. I know what you mean. I knew I was a co-host. How I was all thinking about, hey, when I get my own gig, man, I'm going to do it my way. And I'm going to have to do it this way. So I know what you mean, man. That's my first show to myself. I had the same feeling you did, Coach.
Yep. So it's I'm just so thankful for this opportunity, man. And this family, Wildcat family, and just the whole community here in Man Happiness has welcomed us, me and my family, and just couldn't be more excited.
Now, Coach, I'm asking you about the Wildcats. What's going to be your ideal Wildcat for your program here going forward, man?
Man, tough, competitive, and can score. that's what a Wildcat going to look like. It's going to be tough, going to be really competitive, and you can put that ball in the hole. So that's what I'm looking for out there. Future Wildcats?
Yes, hey, Atlanta brothers and sisters, hey, go out to Kansas State, man. Manhattan is, you can focus on your craft out there, man. Get better. They have a great coach there. So I'm going to tell you, brothers, here in the ATL area, hear me out. Go flip for Coach Tang right now.
Hey, and we've had some good one from the area. I've been blessed to coach, you know, Davion Mitchell and Adam Flagler. And so, I'm looking for the next ones, too. There we go.
I hear that, Coach, man. You kind of mentioned workouts, man. How has those been, man? I know this is the time of year where guys get better individually because, you know, come fall, time is about the team. But how has it been getting guys on these player development plans, man, send them, put them in action out there and get out there with those cones and those drills, man, and get better every day?
Well, you know, being a new staff and having to put in a new system, we are working on individual development, but we are starting to put in some team concept, especially on the defensive end, you know, getting used to terminology and getting used to drills so that when we get started in the fall, you know, everything's not brand new. So there's a balance going on there, but the practice gym is open from 5 a.m. to past midnight, and the guys are in the gym. We've got GAs and managers rebounding for them. And if a young man wants to get better and is serious about basketball, K-State's the place for him.
No doubt. And Coach, you are a national brand, so you can recruit anywhere in this country. So how blessed are you to be in a place where it's a national brand? It's only a flight away from, it's kind of in the middle of the country as well. So I feel like location and national brand, any guy who was tough and competitive can score and wants to get better can come to your school and succeed, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure. And playing the best league in America, you know, and because all these kids say they want their smoke. They're not ducking their smoke, but they don't all want to come playing this 12 now. So I got playing time and the opportunity, you know, and like you said, this brand is national, and we're not looking for everybody. We're just looking for the right ones.
I hear that, Coach, no doubt, man. You know what? I must ask you, man, for you, my father's a coach too as well, so I know how you coaches are to a degree. But what was your why to want to get into coaching? I know my father's would help young men in Atlanta. What was your why to get into coaching?
Well, man, my mission is to help young men become great husbands who are going to become great fathers. And, you know, I'm a basketball is my passion, but I'm a minister by calling. And so God just moved me from behind a pulpit onto a basketball court because I could impact more young people's lives on a basketball court than I could in a church. And so for me, my why is about, you know, just building and drawing young men and women, whoever God puts in my path, drawing them closer to our Savior. And that's why I do what I do.
I hear that, Coach. You know what's so funny about it, man? It's like you said, man, you know, impacting people. That's why I got in the radio, because I knew once that my playing career was over, the NFL wasn't in my future. But how can I stay close to it and impact? And being behind his radio, his microphone, I can impact and give people a platform to speak their truth. And that's what I love about being able to impact in this way as well, because I feel like impacting others is what made me who I am today, because I knew how I grew up and how things were for me. It was coaches like yourself who helped steer me on the right path to be where I am today. So I know what you mean 100% wholeheartedly, Coach.
Thank you. Yeah, it's man, it's just so many we have a great responsibility because these kids, I mean, sports are so important to them, man. And it's got to be a teaching tool. It can't be about the end result. Obviously, I get hired or fired by wins and losses. But if you do all the other things right, if you really pour into these young men's lives, you really help them develop as men and build character and integrity and teach them how to work, you know, and how to stick with things and fight through adversity. The wins will take care of itself, you know, and but what we will do is give ourselves a better society. And when you look at what's going on in society today, we need more people to stand up and speak truth and hold people accountable to what's the right thing, you know, and teach people how to love each other and how to get along and not divide. And so as coaches, we have a great responsibility in that area.
And I think, Coach, for me, sports and music are the unifiers, in my opinion, yeah. You know, because I could tell a six-year-old kid, Coach, I was playing travel baseball. And you know what? I didn't care if it was a Japanese kid, a Mexican kid, a white kid. I didn't even met a white kid before until I was 6 years old, Coach, living in Atlanta where I grew up at. So it was like playing travel baseball, was like, it showed me diversity, what diversity was.
Yeah.
And it also showed me something. My dad said, Dad, this kid looks like me, but talks differently than me. He was speaking French, he was Haitian. So my dad taught me about the history of how we got here and how. So just that travel baseball team, 6 years old, taught me a lot about life and how things are that I didn't know about at that age.
Well, just think about just forget the people on the field, the people in the stands. Right? All different races, nationalities, and they can all get together and cheer for the same team, you know, and be unified in that. And then they walk out the arena and then they let other things divide them. Right? You know, that's not, I mean, sports really can teach us how our country is really supposed to be and our communities are supposed to be. And then if you can impact your community, then your community can impact your city and your city can impact your state. Then our states can impact our country. But it starts with that family, your dad teaching you, putting you on a baseball team so that your community can be impacted and then go from there.
Yes, and I tell people that story all the time because I feel like that's really impactful for me. That showed me that, hey, it don't matter. You know, we all here, we're one come and go, Coach. Let's go to the weekend and win again. Let's go play some more baseball next weekend out of Atlanta. Let's do that. It's our only goal, Coach. And they say our parents, like you said, the stands was like, the world, that's how the stands were, like you said, multicultural, from every background. It was so fun, and to see that as a child, man, it's kept me going my whole life, man. So I said, hey, we as our people, we people are people Amen. Made by God.
Amen. Amen.
Now, Coach, I'm asking this, man, for you, in your career, how has the game changed since you got into coaching from when you got into now? How's it changed in your opinion so far for these guys that you coach these days, man?
Well, you know, kids are exposed to more now at a younger age. It used to be, just think about this. It used to be that in the summertime, our guys would leave college basketball, right, and go home for the summer. And coaches wouldn't see them all summer long. And then we would see them again in August because they'd be at home playing open gym, doing some different things. And then they come back and we see them with fresh eyes. Well, now we're around them all the time, right? All through the summer. Because if we're not talking to them, somebody else is. And if they're not with us, that means they might be in that transfer portal. So, you know, we got to keep them. So it's not that the kid or the game of basketball's changed, but everything around them has changed. And we have to manage so much around them just to be able to talk to them about the game and help them get better with the game. And so, That's unfortunate that everything around has changed, but you know, that's why we're in the position we're in, because we're supposed to know how to manage this and how to help these guys navigate this the new things that are being thrown at them. So that's to me has been the biggest thing.
And Coach Chang, you work with somebody I care about a lot, Matt Driscoll, a mentor of mine. I call him a friend and a mentor. He always gives me positive inspiration, keeping me going. Tell me about working with Coach Driscoll and his love of Dunkin' Donuts and that coffee, man. Tell me about it.
Man, I tell you, Matt Driscoll, I had only known him I met him in September, and my daughter was born in February. And I asked him and his wife, Carrie, to be my daughter's godchildren. So in that short period of time, him and his wife showed me the type of character and people that they were, that I would want them to help me raise my daughter. You know, and he's just an unbelievable man, him and Carrie, just an unbelievable couple. He's taught me so much about being a better basketball coach, being a good assistant, being a better man. There's just so much to him, so much depth to who he is as a person. And I just love him with all my heart.
Amen. Man. I love the guy too, man. He's a great, great dude. Last one for you, Coach. It's going to be a tough one for you, man. When you come to Atlanta, What's your favorite spot to eat when you come down here, coach?
Man, I never get to eat when I'm in Atlanta. Like just like we land, you're driving through that traffic to try and get to whatever gym. Or I'm flying into Atlanta to drive to Augusta. And so, you know, I mean, there's like three stops, right? There's three places. You're going to stop at a Chick-fil-A, right? Or you're going to stop late at night. You're going to stop at a Waffle House, right? And if you're early in the morning and stuff, for breakfast, you got to go to Bojangles. I mean, that's just like, that's the three go-to. Like, you know, I did one time we played in Atlanta in the NCAA tournament. And we got to go to Gladys Knight's. I don't know if that's
it's gone for us. He's gone now.
Yeah. We had some chicken and waffles, but I've never really got to experience the really good eating at in the city of Atlanta, because I'm always either going in there to recruit or driving, you know, somewhere. So but you got to give me some suggestions. So if ever I'm there just chilling, I can stop in some of those places.
Coach, offline, I'm going to give you my number offline as well, because I'm going to take you some spots you'll love. Okay. I got spots for you, man. You know, Mary Mac. I got the Papa Do's for you, for seafood, Copeland's. I got places for you, Coach.
Okay. The city for you. I tell people I'm really low maintenance until it comes to food, and then I'm high maintenance when it comes to food.
Hey, so. We got everything you want, Coach. We got everything you want here at ATL, buddy. Hey, Coach Tang, this has been a great way to do this again real soon, man. I'm wishing you all your success, man, and I want to keep relationship with you, building a relationship with you in your program, man, and helping you out any way I can, give you a platform, Coach. So this was fun, man. We got to do this again real soon, man.
Hey, man, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. Go Cats.
What's up, fans? Our partners here at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, sports developments, including this year's NBA Finals, NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, and the latest fighting news, even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use our promo code BELIEVE, BLEAV, to get the bonus and get into the action. Bet online where the game starts. Not only does Bet Online sponsor the Boss Man Show, they'll sponsor you too. Get Bet Online today, because the Boss Man said so.